The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're tackling a subject that is near and dear to the heart of almost every mom we know. It's organization. We mothers are a little obsessed with it, aren't we?
Oh my gosh, yes. Women in particular are in love with the idea of being organized. There are tons of organizing books, websites, magazines, and stores out there that all cater to this deep need we have to get organized and stay that way. But why are we so in love with the idea of organization? I think it's because our minds naturally want to make sense of things and find order in what can sometimes be a chaotic life.
If you want to get a sense of just how popular organization is, go to Pinterest and put the word organized into the search window. You'll see hundreds of thousands of organizational tips that people have collected and saved. Now, whether or not people actually use those organizational tips is another story, but we sure do like the idea of living an organized life.
Yes, we do. In fact, when you're selling a house, realtors will often tell you to make your closets and cabinets look as organized as humanly possible. Not only does it just look better, it also gives the illusion that if you buy this house, then you too will be organized and have all your ducks in a row.
Well, we all know how frustrating it is to waste time looking for something that's been misplaced because things aren't organized, and some people really do feel more stressed out when things are unorganized. So it's no wonder this topic is as popular as it is. So we'll be back tomorrow with specific tips on organizing your kids and their schedules. Until then, catch us online at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.